Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Dadsnet original podcast.
I'm Al, that's JK, and this is Dadsnet's JK. And Al, coming up on today's episode, we've got another massive question. And I'm not even building that up like out of proportion. It is a massive question from the Dadsnet community, from a community member. I read the story in the production notes before we jumped on. And JK, Yeah, kind of sound professional.
Okay, that's why I picked up on it.
Yeah, it was a WhatsApp screenshot. but you know, production notes.
Yeah,
it's all smoke and mirrors. Anyway, it's a massive question, and honestly, this takes you on a journey. Like, you'll start off laughing, then you'll be thinking, oh God, maybe I shouldn't laugh about this. And then at the end, you'll never guess what happens at the end of this question. Okay?
Right, let's go.
Chaps, I need some advice. A few months back, my missus was pushing her bum into me in bed in the middle of the night. I obviously took this as her wanting a bit, but after discussion the next day, it was apparent, because she was proper moody about being woken up, that this was not the case.
What?
Are you tracking that? So did I read that okay?
Yeah, so she's... But what? So was she just asleep and that's what was happening while she was asleep? What?
According to her, yeah, she was just moving. But he was like, oh, she's pushed her bum out. Maybe I can, you know, we can have a bit of fun.
Yeah, fun. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the fun bit. Get ready. She then... she suffers badly with anxiety. And there have been, in the past, panic reactions to being touched intimately. She had some therapy and it was seemingly dealt with until a couple of weeks back. I apparently groped her quite firmly in my sleep and was clearly trying it on. I have no recollection, just her waking me up less than amused. I pointed out that I was asleep, apologised a lot, and she settled down. Upon talking about it a day or two later, the words consent and rape were thrown at me as if I didn't understand the concept because I said it wasn't a huge issue. It's happened once in 3.5 years, and if it were to happen again, to tell me, ideally calmly, and I'd seek appropriate help if required. But apparently this belittled how she felt about the situation. Now I'm massively turned off. We have had sex a couple of times since, but the frequency has gone from twice a day to once a week. And to be honest, I'm just not feeling like I want it anymore. I'm not sure if I've lost a bit of trust or if I've lost attraction to her or if I'm just massively annoyed at her for using those words and referred to me in the same sentence. Anybody had this issue? Did you resolve it? All suggestions welcome because I'm pulling my hair out.
At that point, Charlie just went behind me and crawled, but you could see her blatantly because she needs to go to the toilet.
Oh no, I wasn't watching, I was reading. So I didn't see you crawling behind, Charlie.
It was good timing. Jeez.
So we've got like quite a lot going on here in this question. Let's get the serious bit out of the way. If he was groping her in his sleep and then she was referring to that as non-consensual, is that fair? I guess is the first question. He's saying it's not fair because he's asleep and he didn't know anything about it. And it's only happened once in 3.5 years.
Did she wake up?
Yeah, she woke up and basically said, get off. And he was like, oh God, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I was asleep. I presume. I wasn't there.
Thank God, because that would be even more complicated. Honestly, I don't even know how to unpack that. I don't... It's very much... Only they know each other that well. You know what I mean? I can't even unpack it. I can't.
All right, I'll try. So I think that... if for a one-off, like if that was us in my situation, Jen would whack me in the head, we'd laugh about it the next day, and we'd just get on with life. If it was a regular thing and I was genuinely in my sleep, then probably would like get like try and address why this was happening. She listening to this?
No. She's had a wee and she's gone again now. But then that's my point. My point is that if that happened in your situation, that's what you would do. I think this is a very difficult thing to talk about because I don't understand what. Honestly, I don't understand why he's coming to us for this for this problem. I mean, if I had a good mate like you, I could talk to you about this and say, but I just don't. I don't know. I don't know him. I don't know her. I don't know what. You know, I don't know what they're like.
Well, what he's saying is that he tried to grope her in his sleep. She didn't like it and accused him of a non-consensual physical act, whatever. And now because she's accused him, he's now turned off and doesn't want to have sex. So now he's like, "What should I do, guys?"
I mean, well, what? I mean, how is she? What is she like at the moment? What, you know? What's the vibe? How long have they been together? How long are they married?
Three and a half years
of marriage. Yeah, or just being together?
Well, I don't know. He just says it's only happened once in 3.5 years.
Honestly, I do not know what to suggest. I don't. I've never been in that situation. Never.
No. I don't think many people have.
No.
Okay, so let's pick up on the last part of his question where he says we've gone from having. So now he's like, now we're not really having that much sex, but he's going from having sex twice a day to once a week. Now I like everyone's got their own normal, but twice a day seems quite high, doesn't it?
I mean, who has the time?
Twice a day.
I mean, okay, maybe if you're on holiday together by yourself without the kids, that might happen. But that's a special occasion.
Yeah, insane. Don't you have work and kids?
Yeah,
like twice a day. It's insane. And then he's like, oh, it's only once a week now, and I'm just not feeling it. Like once a week, a lot of people would be like, once a week, bloody hell, I'll take that.
Yeah, and party.
Yeah, exactly. But I guess probably what he needs to do is just have a calm conversation with her and say, look, because I didn't think that I had done anything wrong, and I appreciate it would made you uncomfortable, but I was sleeping and I will take it seriously. And if it does happen again, then, you know, fine, I can address that. But, you know, I want to get back to a place where we were having a lot more fun, and we were having like twice a day kind of a lot more fun. So can we kind of move past this? It probably just needs an honest conversation with each other, doesn't it?
I think that's the answer. I think you just need to talk to each other and find out, you know, and you unpack it and find out what the, you know, what you can do about it. Can you move on from it? If you can't move on from it, what do you do from there? I think that's, you're exactly right. That's what they've got to do. You know, something's obviously gone slightly wrong there, and they've got to just try and get back on track if that's what they want to do.
Yeah, back on track to twice a day.
Twice a day. Wow.
I honestly don't think that is possible.
Are you trying to figure out tomorrow what your day's like and if you could actually do it?
Yeah.
Busy tomorrow?
I mean, let's face it, I don't need long.
I mean, when you wake up and before you go to bed, I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, 40 seconds in the morning, maybe 60 in the afternoon.
40? Wow. I could do it twice in 40.
No, I mean, kudos. And I love that there are people who are in relationships where that works for them. I think that's like, you know, go for it, crack on. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So it boils down to an honest conversation about it. Excellent. There you go. Whoever you are, whoever submitted that question, we have given you the wisdom.
Well, I think we have. We've done the best we can. And I apologize if it's not enough. That's all I can say.
Nice. Right. Well, there we go. That wraps up the question for this episode. If you do have a question and you want to kind of chat it through with 21,000 other dads, head over to Dadsnet Community Group on Facebook, or you can join JKNL Facebook group, or you can email it to us, jknl@dadsnet.com. Please don't forget to rate, subscribe, download, share with your friends and all of that jazz, because it's a massive help if you do.
Excellent. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next week.
A Dadsnet original podcast.